Hi guys, and welcome to Sisters in the City with me, Mandy Vakili.
And me, Anna Vakili. We just finished recording our Patreon episode, which is out on Thursday, which is basically like a catch-up about what went down on Valentine's Day.
What went down on Valentine's Day, innit?
And just a general catch-up.
We went down on Valentine's Day, I'm joking. Guys, we saw, like, people be like complaining. Have you seen on our podcast? They're like, I'm not watching this anymore. I used to watch this because the catch-ups used to be on Public and now they're on Patreon. And we still do catch-ups on our normal podcast.
Yeah, we do. Because we like catch up at the beginning of the episode.
But like, I don't understand that no other podcaster yet actually talks about their personal lives
really.
Who?
There are a lot of podcasters do.
Everyone that comes up to me tells me like, oh my God, you guys are so real, so raw. Nobody else really talks about like their family, their relationship, like their mental health as much as you guys.
Maybe. We go in. We go in,
yeah. And like, if we're going to talk about it, is it really bad that we talk about it to like a niche group of people who are like, you know, down.
Down for us. Besties.
Down for us. Besties.
Yeah. But I mean, even we had it on Patreon though recently.
What?
Someone said like, I don't like that you're not doing enough catch-ups.
We have nothing to catch up on. Our life is dead. Like, it's just been January.
January is like the most boring month, firstly. It's like Christmas is just over. It's just everything's boring and dead.
It's so boring.
It's cold outside. Like, and for once, my relationship's going really smoothly, so I don't have drama to talk about.
Yeah.
So,
me
I don't
too,
know.
Shockingly, like the last like few weeks, it's like the last 2-3 weeks, it's been better. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But now, it feels like now it's good. There's nothing to talk about. I can't even talk shit about ginger beard.
But like, things are going to happen in our life now, like, you know, Mandy's birthday.
Hopefully bad things will happen so we can share it with you.
No, I'm like saying we're going to go on holidays and things, great things are going to happen and we're going to make so many memories and we're going to have loads to catch up with you guys.
Yeah.
But if you do want a quick like catch up, then sign up to Patreon.
Yeah.
Because we just recorded one and it's out on Thursday and it's basically about Valentine's Day. But other than that, I feel so good right now.
Do you?
And you know why?
I feel positive.
Yeah, I do. Because you know why?
Why?
Whenever I get my brows done,
brows by diamond.
Whenever I get my brows done by Brows by Diamond, I feel like another person, like I've stepped into like this other. What is that?
I know, but this time it was like she told me off because I didn't let it grow. She's like, you need to let it grow properly for me. And like, I kind of messed up the shape before I went to her, but she still managed to work her magic. I don't even know how. So if you're wondering why we'd be looking so beautiful, it's because of Brows by Diamond.
Brows by Diamond and on my filler lady, Filler Palace. Like, these two things just make me look like, make me feel brand new.
I know. I would follow them to the ends of the earth.
Not that I get filler, but I get like, I did get a tiny bit of filler in my nose, but Botox and the brows.
Apparently there's a Botox that you can get in your nose, yeah?
Yeah.
That like, when you talk, it stops it from moving. Because you see me, yeah, my nose moves so much when I talk.
Let me see.
From
talk.
The side.
Like, just say hello, how are you?
Hey, like, what are you saying? Like, how are you?
You're doing that on purpose.
Okay, fine. Like, if I talk properly, then it's still, you can see. Like,
yeah,
how
you're
much
moving it.
The tip. No,
you're
not
moving it.
I swear on everything, I'm not.
Does mine? Hello, my name's Anna. How are
you?
Yeah,
a little bit. It's a genetic thing. But mine more.
I'm pretty sure probably everyone's nose moves then. I've never
I do not believe it.
The things you notice.
I refuse to accept everybody's nose moves when they talk.
It must be, but the things you notice is unbelievable.
I'm going to Google it. Does everybody's nose move when they talk? It really bothers me. Like the tip of my nose like pokes downwards when I talk.
Anyway, this morning, me and Mandy went to Central London and I went for a boob consultation because obviously I've spoken about it before. My boobs have bottomed out and like my nipples are too high. So I went to the surgeon that first did my boobs and I was like, hey, I need help. Because I told you guys that I've been offered like, you know, free surgery in Turkey. And I do trust that person in Turkey as well. Like they seem like a great surgeon, but I just can't be bothered to go to Turkey.
Not only that, yeah. I always hear like people get good surgeries in Turkey, but it's like they have close to death experiences. You know, like we did.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So the whole idea of going to Turkey is just like, I'm just not on it right now.
Yeah.
I'd rather just do it in
these,
London.
You know, it's all this media, like, died in Turkey just scares me.
Yeah, it's not even the thing is, it was gifted. But for me, I wasn't going to go and do it because it was gifted. Like, I'm willing to pay now in London. I was recommended that surgeon. But let's see what happens. Like, hopefully the surgeon in London gives me a good price.
We went to see the surgeon in London and he is a stallion, yeah.
Something about plastic surgeons, they all are.
Yeah, but this one especially, like, he's, you know... he is a real stallion. Like, I can't really talk about him until, like, we know if Anna's, everything goes well with Anna, then we'll talk about him.
Yeah. If everything goes well with my boobs, then I'll tell you guys about him, and then so that you guys can go to him as well. But before that, I don't really want to mention it.
I've been on my little surgery hunts as well, obviously, because, you know, I'm like,
Mandy followed me to my consultation. And then I did my consultation. She's
followed
like,
you, you know?
Wait. Then I did my consultation, and then she's standing in the consultation room. She's like, well, now I'm here. I came, but no, I thought I'd use this opportunity.
That was the only reason
I
came.
She took her tits out. And then she was like, this is wrong with me. He was like, there's nothing I can do about that. She was like, this. And he was like, there's nothing I can do about that. Like, literally.
There was nothing he could do about anything. I really get upset because I think, like, surgeons are magicians, and I really think...
He was so like, your boobs are fine. He was like, your boobs are perfect.
Okay, so if I explain exactly what the problem is. The inner part of my breasts, yeah, where it should curve and crease, yeah. It's flat, there's no curve or crease. Like, if I push it slightly together, then there's like a curve and a crease. If I don't and I stand straight, it's like my cleavage at the front is quite flat. So I always wear boob tape to kind of push it together. Anyway, I was like, how can I get them closer together and get a bit of like that curve, that crease, you know?
Like a Jess and Eve from Love Island. Jess and Eve from Love Island have great tits.
Brilliant fucking titties.
Amazing.
My favorite type of tits.
They've got the
I like when you move and it jiggles. I don't like them girls that move and their boob doesn't move.
Mm.
I don't find that sexy at all. When you're walking and it moves, like, that's hot. Anyway, that's just my opinion. Anyway, so I was like, is there anything you can do about that? He was like, the only way we could make your fold closer together and like more of a crease is if you get fat transfer to your titties. And you know, I got a lot of fat, but you know how I feel about fat transfer.
Yeah,
you know, bitches lumpy, bumpy, and scars everywhere.
Yeah, after what's happened to us in our life with fat transfer.
So what do you guys think? Do you think I should get the fat out and put it into my titties, just a little bit of fat into my titties, just so I have built more of a curve? Anyway, I've also been searching for a genioplasty.
What?
Maxiofacial surgeon.
What?
Basically, like, I have a very, like...
What now?
What? I have a recessive chin. You know, it's in our genetics.
Wait, can I just remember the back of that episode a few weeks ago when everyone thought I was having a go at Mandy and when I said she's chasing perfection?
Okay, you know what? I realised as well, I thought back to that episode as well. Yeah. I realised, you're right. Sometimes you have to be proud
you
of who you are.
You tried to like argue me in that episode and you were like, no, I don't. You do.
No, I do. Yeah, I do.
You chase perfection. But
with everything, don't try and come and tell me that I'm perfect. Stop it, Mandy.
I think you're perfect. Everyone, even in the episodes recently, Mandy looks amazing.
It's just my hair. Just put it to the side part. Everyone's lying.
No, and everyone said
I must have looked busted before because everyone's like, suddenly I flip my hair to the side. Everyone's like, you look so amazing.
And now you're always doing side part.
I know. I don't even know. Like, what I'm doing, I'm falling for all
I notice now you only have a side part.
I'm falling for the flattery, right? I'm falling for it. I know, but now when I put middle parting, I just see myself as ugly because of everyone's comments. They brainwashed me.
But everyone said that you've lost weight as well.
Have I?
Have you not seen
can't even see my body.
No, but your face. It's because of that.
I'm getting that all the time.
It's because you had that thing sucked out of you.
Well, you say it's because of that. I say it's because of massive Botox.
I need to start doing all this stuff that Mandy's doing.
I keep getting the same comments all the time, everywhere I go. Mandy, like, your face looks so...
Yeah. I need
snatched,
that.
Yeah. And I do believe it's like... I don't know, you know, what it is, to be fair. Maybe I have lost a little
bit
of weight.
This is the stuff I need because I'm the one that's got the round face. I'm the one that's got the fat face.
Did you get your masseter Botox?
Yeah, I do that. But my face is so round.
So maybe it is, though, because you know the lipo I got from under my chin? She does go slightly on your jawline.
Yeah. But you know what it is? It's like, I'm so scarred from all the things that we've done and it's like, you know, been gone wrong that I'm so scared of doing anything. And like, I'm just scared. To me, if I feel like, okay, I've got a round face.
No risk, no rewards.
No, but for example, I know I'd look so much better if I get this like removed, right?
I don't agree with that.
I would. Because I'd have a face like this.
Yeah, but you look old.
Yeah, but
I look older than you. Do you want to look old? You're fucking...
I'd look so much sexier. I've got like...
No, mate. You would look old. Like, seriously, one thing about people with a bony face, it makes them look older.
Every celebrity as well gets them taken out. But you know what I see it is like, okay, I'd look better, but the way I look now, is it bad?
I don't
no,
think
I still look good.
You look softer, you look more feminine, you look cute. And plus, I feel like if you lost weight, you wouldn't have that anyway. You wouldn't have as much... like fat hair.
Maybe. Anyway, I just think to myself, is it worth risking it? No.
Obviously for me.
Like for me, the only time I'm going to do surgery now or like big changes is if it's to the point where it's so disturbing my life, like, yeah, for example, my boobs, that I have to do it because I'm not taking that risk anymore. Yeah. I'm not risking it.
I highly advise everyone not to do surgery, mess around with their face or their body, unless, like Anna says, it really, really bothers you, because there is a lot of risk and you could end up ruining your face or your body. Exactly. But I'm not one of those people, obviously.
She takes risks.
I'm just not going to be that person. I am going to be the person that gets, like, my eyelids taken out when I'm older, or when I'm going to get, like, my facelifts. I am going to be that person.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So we can't carry on waffling around talking, yeah, about perfections and imperfections. The flaws are part of beauty.
Exactly.
But they aren't even flaws. They're just uniqueness.
Yeah, embrace them.
Love them.
I'm embracing my flaws.
I'm not, but still, I can't afford to not embrace them. So I'm going to embrace them too. So anyway, let's talk about turn-ons. Right. That's what we're here for.
Yeah, so we didn't really say. We're doing the episode on... We didn't say what we're doing.
Yeah, but in the title and description, it will say. Okay? So this episode, we're doing turn-ons. Obviously, Valentine's Day just passed.
Yeah, so we're feeling sexy.
We're feeling very
sexy.
Do
you know what Kazik said? He's like, people have made Valentine's Day about sexiness. But it's not. It's about love.
He's a real decent person, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's a really good, you know, man. He's a moral man.
As I was trotting through the farm in the mud, I was like, you know what? This is so not sexy right now. I look like a fucking idiot trotting in my wellies along in the mud. He was like, I love you. And this is what this Valentine's Day about. Yeah, love. Not being all sexy.
Meanwhile, me and Ginger Bit are like, let's get real filthy tonight. He's like, yeah, filth, darling. He's like, I want to finger blast you, bash you.
Ooh, what's
I know,
finger blast?
I know, he's so funny though, but he's trying to say like sexy things, yeah, but he's on purpose saying them in a really funny way.
That's joke.
So he's like, comes out the shower and he's butt naked, yeah? And he's like shaking his willy, like doing the helicopter, and he's like, I'm going to stick it up your shitter tonight. And I was like, what? I was like, you're killing the vibe. You're killing the romance. You're killing the sexiness.
Do you remember when he used to come into my room when we used to live together?
Yeah.
When me and Amanda used to live together, at one point, like sometimes Gingerbread would come in the room like cracking jokes. Me and Cowslick would be in bed and he'd start shaking his dick around. Yeah.
Now that probably would not run. Cowslick would kill him.
Back then, when we were first dating, it was like we were in uni.
Yeah.
It was fun day. They were good days.
He was really funny. He used to run in Anna's room but naked. And she was like,
they were the good days.
And it was like, anyway, yeah. So while they're like having real love talk, Gingerbread's like, I'm going to finger bash blast you.
Finger bash blast. What is that?
Like just literally trying to make me laugh.
Right. So I got everyone to send in their turn-ons. Mm. Like what turns you on? A lot of the stuff is like pretty typical. Like everybody finds them people find them all attractive.
Really?
Yeah. Like the first one is grey tracksuits.
Ooh, you see the bulge.
What is it about grey tracksuits?
I don't even know.
It is a thing, innit?
What is it?
It is a thing, because when Kazik wears his grey tracksuit,
yeah, it's giving drug dealer.
And even though it's a Primark grey tracksuit, but it's still doing bits.
It's still doing bits for the bits, innit?
Yeah, what is it? But it's also like almost like, you know when you go to prison?
Yeah.
Because, I mean...
They wear the grey tracksuit. Yeah.
But what is that? It's like a bad boy kind of thing.
It's a bad boy look. And it's like, look, I got arrested. Because they caught me with keys, isn't it?
It's really sexy as well when a posh boy wears it.
When a posh boy wears it, it's even more dangerous.
Innit? Why?
Yeah, me love a pretty boy, pretty posh boy from private school. You know me.
Wearing a grey tracksuit.
Wearing a grey tracksuit.
Yes, darling.
If you thought like that, hell no.
What, like, do you think, like...
But I always thought like grey tracksuits would look equally as sexy on me, but they don't. This is a male thing.
Yes, definitely a male thing. Yeah. I mean, what about if, like, Prince Harry was in a grey tracksuit?
No, not everyone could pull it off now.
What about Prince Charles in his good days when he had hair?
I don't even know what Prince Charles used to look like.
Not Prince Charles, sorry, I got it wrong. What's his name?
I'm too young for that, I'm not that old.
William.
Which one's William? The one who stayed with his bird in Buckingham.
Harry's older brother.
William.
When he was younger and he had the long hair...
Did he used to have long hair?
He was handsome when he was younger. Do you not remember the pictures of him?
No, I never remember him.
He was like every girl's dream, like Prince. He was handsome.
What happened to him then? Why don't they get hair transplants from Turkey? I don't get it.
No, because he's a royal. I don't know if they're allowed.
Why would they not be allowed? Like, shouldn't a prince have hair in his like early 30s?
Stop balding, being bad about
bald
people.
It's not that I like bald. Bald looks hot. Yeah. I like bald. But when it's like bits of hair and then it patches.
Exactly.
It's not giving a decision.
I get what you mean. Like, bold is hot.
Bold is hot.
But when it's like...
Bold is hot. Yeah. Who are you pulling off bold? Look at The Rock. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't even know what's going on sometimes.
When it's like...
Yeah, when it's... It's that's no.
No.
Yeah, anyway, so let's go on turn... We're talking about turn offs now.
Yeah, okay, right. Next turn on. The fat roll on the back of a man's neck.
I thought they were going to say back rolls on a woman and I was going to get really excited. Because I've got that, do you know what I mean? But I'm really excited there. Okay, what man has a fat roll on the back of his neck?
Like there.
A rich man, I'll tell you that. A rich man has got fat rolls.
A man that's been eating good.
He eat good. He be fed.
I mean, I have seen a fat roll on the neck before.
Yeah.
But I don't know how I feel about it. For me, it's not a turn on.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's nice. I don't like a skinny neck. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't be having a giraffe ostrich bitch. Like... I can't be having a skinny neck man.
What do you mean?
You know, like, it's like... I can't when be having said, that.
A man got... I know you said ostrich.
Like an ostrich, like a thin...
Ostrich neck. I can't be having...
I can't be having that. I can't be pushing the neck and it's, no, I can't.
I'm dying.
A man has a big fat neck.
Yeah, like when you put his thick, when you put your hand on his neck, it can't go all the way around.
If I can go all around you, I'm going to have to kill you and choke you because I don't want to be with you. I'm not going to like that. You know, when I first met Ginger Bitch,
yeah,
he had the voice, he was quite slim and he had the most frightening Adam's apple. Listen.
Oh, yeah. Someone sent that in as a turn on.
Okay,
Adam's
look,
apple.
Adam's apple's whatever, hot, yeah. But Ginger Beard's Adam's apple was the most scariest thing I've ever seen, yeah. Because it was like an absolute sharpest knife he swallowed and was living inside of him. I was like, how on earth is this not cutting through your flesh and your skin? Anna, it was like a knife.
No way.
And I go, every time I went near it, it freaked me out because I pushed it a little bit. I was like, does it hurt?
No, and
it's
now?
It's like a knife. Now he's put on weight, can't see that Adam's apple, do you know what I mean?
Really?
I lie my mouth with some neck rolls.
I mean, you know what? Someone did send in like Adam's apple being a turn on and I do think it's sexy.
Yeah,
like
me
I like
too.
To like lick it.
Not to the level that Gingerbeard had.
Mm.
Now you can, literally Adam's apple was so big that now he's put on weight, you can still feel it and see it.
But really?
What it was like was freaky. Anyway.
Okay, we got here. When he pays my bill.
Tell me about it, baby girl.
And someone wrote, when the wallet doesn't close.
Oh, and it doesn't even close.
When the wallet doesn't close. I mean, I don't know.
I'm going to be open.
Cowslick doesn't have a wallet. He just puts his cash straight.
That's a real baller right there. Don't even need a wallet. Wallet ain't going to hold the cash. A real baller can't even have a wallet because the wallet ain't going to hold the cash.
Yeah, fuck the wallet.
Yeah. Maybe a money clip.
What about the money clip that you bought him for Christmas?
Yeah, it doesn't hold the cash.
He doesn't use it.
Can't hold the cash. It's a waste of my money. Everything I bought him has been a waste of my money.
No way. That was expensive as well.
Yeah, I know. Bottega.
You can't use
money
it.
Money clip. Because the cash is too much. So it just doesn't...
Oh, what a turn on.
That's a good problem to have.
Is it a turn on? Mm. Is it a turn on for you? Money's a turn on.
Yeah, money is a turn on.
For me, I don't care.
Have you ever made love to the woman of your dreams in a room full of money out in London and she screams? Maybe I can take you there. Anyway.
Yeah, for me, like, money's probably the biggest turn on.
I've always had a fantasy, you know?
Yeah. But did you say it? Or someone said it once? Like, because I always thought that was a fantasy as well, just have sex on loads of cash.
Yeah, I've done it.
And then was it you that said it wasn't as what it think?
No,
what you think?
I just think there wasn't enough cash on the bed that I had sex on.
Okay.
It wasn't sufficient.
Also, if you think about it, it's really unhygienic because that cash has been touched by many, many
people. Next thing you know, you've got STD, you're blaming him, he's blaming you, but it really is the Queen's face.
Are you allowed to say that about the Queen? I don't know. Fuck it. All right, next one. Oh, someone wrote, my biggest turn on is your sister. About you, Mandy.
Why would they send that to you? That's...
Yeah, you're
there. I didn't really think I came across sexy on here.
You came on as the biggest turn on.
Some people do like my personality.
Oh, someone actually sent in, you're trying so hard to be your sister. It's so cringe.
You? You don't try it at all.
They wrote it in the turn on question box.
What a hater.
Like, it was the most random. I'm like asking you what your biggest turn on and they say that I'm trying to be you.
I feel like you're the one asking these questions, so you're the one who's going to receive the abuse.
I'm getting attacked for being the producer of this podcast.
She produces the podcast, okay? Put some respect on her name.
All right, we've got here, I love a bit of aggression.
Mm. Yeah.
But do you know what? It's weird because someone wrote like a lot of aggression, but someone wrote as well, I can man that's a bit mean and when he shouts at me.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't like it.
I mean, I don't know. I haven't really tried it.
What do you mean? You haven't tried a man that shouts at you? I think that's pretty much your relationship. Like you both shout at each other.
Are you talking about during sex?
No.
Oh.
Just in general.
In general, that is not something that makes me angry.
Yes.
I'm shouting. Or it's just shouting match
a
after
bit
that.
Mean.
No.
Nah, because you know what it is? I think when you're younger, you like, you think you want an aggressive man that's a bit like shouts at you, like, what the fuck are you doing?
The makeup sex can be quite good. But you know what? I used to have a lot of makeup sex, but then I started, no, because that's rewarding bad behavior.
Yeah.
And I do not reward bad behavior.
Exactly.
So now after he tries to get with me, after an argument, after shouting at me being mean, I said, no.
Yeah.
I am not rewarding your bad behavior, Gingerbread.
Yeah, you reward when they're good to you, when you're nice to them. When they're nice to you, then you reward them. Then they're always going to be trying to be nice to you.
Like, I don't, maybe I do understand, because like, there used to be times I used to get a little bit horny after like some big ass beef.
Yeah, you used to say that, and I was like, I don't get it. For me, I'm the opposite.
Do you know what it is?
After fights, I'm just like, don't touch me.
It depends, you know. Sometimes I feel exactly like that, and then sometimes I feel the other way. Sometimes I'm so frustrated, a bitch needs to bust a nut. Do you know what I mean? I'm stressed.
Oh my God, I don't know. I mean, I think when you've had a relationship with a lot of arguments and a guy that's a bit aggressive or shouts, it puts you off.
What about like that other aggression, like, you know, in bed, like aggressive, like it's bad girl.
Yeah, that's different. In bed. In bed is different, like, you bitch.
You naughty, naughty skank. That's Prince at William.
Well, we've got here a lot of hair on the head.
What is that, what?
Like, you can grab it.
Oh, the man. I love a man with hair.
A lot of hair.
I am trying
to get Cowslick to grow his hair.
Me too.
So badly. Like, I literally beg him, please. I don't get it. I'm like, you're such an old-fashioned guy. You love all this, like, Elvis Presley, like, all that kind of music.
You're coming up with some good stuff.
Yeah, I'm like, you don't like Instagram. You hate, like, this whole new generation stuff.
Grow your hair.
So grow your hair, because guys back in the day, they had the nice long hair.
You're doing the most.
Now you've got the whole zero haircut. I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, the fade, motherfucker.
Yeah, I don't like it. I like that whole, like, you know, like, 365 days.
Yeah.
I like, and he's got jet black hair as well, Cowslick. So if he grew it, it'd be like black.
It would be amazing, like a crow.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. I don't know why he doesn't grow his hair.
He looks so good. He started doing it last year, but you know what it is? You have to be patient, because you go through that in between phase.
The ugly kind of hedgehog phase.
The ugly phase, and he's not willing to go through the ugly phase.
And to be amazing, he's not willing to go through the ugly phase.
No.
But you know what? I see how you're really trying to manipulate the situation to your favour, and it's not working.
It's not working at all.
You've done the most.
Yeah.
Gingerbread had very long hair when I met him, really long. And it's like, I've given him so much stress, he's lost his hair.
You've given him so much stress.
I don't know where the hair's gone.
It's you. You're so...
It must be me.
Mum says all the time.
Does she?
She's like, I feel sorry for Gingerbeard that he lives with Mandy. Yeah. Mandy moans.
Do you know what Gingerbeard said to me the other day?
And she's like, he just puts up with it.
He said to me, good luck finding another guy that's ever going to put up with your shit, because you ain't.
Mm.
And that, I was like, yeah, whatever. Inside, I felt it.
Oh my God, yeah.
All right, give me
a
turn
on. All right, we've got here, yeah? Well, we've got deep voice, which is on a man, like, you'd want a deep voice.
Yeah. Imagine, like, you can't have a man sounding like a little fucking baby fucking Bambi bitch.
Yeah, what'd you say when you went on a date with someone and then they spoke like, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Just slap them and run. There's no other option.
Hi. Yeah. And then we've got, when he puts his arm behind my seat in the car to look at his blind spots at the back. You know, back in
the day... he's trying too hard.
No, but you know what it is? Because now, these days...
My man got to do a whole 360, put his arm around my seat just to be able to reverse. He should be able to reverse. God, eyes closed.
You know what it is? Now you've got all that video technology in cars. Yeah. So if you're having to look behind you and you don't have to look... You don't have that video technology, your cars really must be outdated. Do you
listen
know what I mean?
To me, man.
I've got the... I use Cowslick car, and when I drive his car, it's like... got the whole video thing.
That's when
so
you
I
know.
Could just reverse looking at the
how
video.
How can your man not even afford to have that screen on the front to be able to see a video footage of the back? He doesn't even need to turn around. Do you know what, Gingerbeard? His whole back mirrors are pitch black tinted.
I know.
That's some serious shit. That's turning me on.
Yeah.
You don't even need to turn around.
His car, I get scared driving Gingerbeard's car.
Yeah.
Because it's all tinted. Like, I can't see behind me.
It's scary,
I'm pretty sure it's illegal. But someone also wrote, when he reverses the car using one hand.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, it's a turn off.
Cowslick is a sexy driver.
Yeah, Cowslick is a sexy driver.
Yeah.
When he parks, well, it's like boom, boom,
yeah,
boom.
Yeah, yeah. And like Gingerbeard too. Like, I like this. What I like. This turns me on. Yeah. This is the emotion that turns me on. The diss.
Yeah.
Do that on my vajaja. It's so amazing.
Yeah.
And then the one that not all the way and then stop and then oh. Back. Oh, back. If only they could use this motion in every aspect of the life. Yeah, that's really attractive. Anyway, I have the weirdest, strangest turn on that I'm going to give you at the end of this episode.
Go on, just give it to me now.
All right, so basically, when I first met Ginger, but it's a confession. I don't know if I told you this before.
Tell me.
At the very beginning, I had a weird fetish about his teeth.
I think you've told me this.
And like, I thought about his teeth sometimes to like, you know, masturbate.
How?
I don't know.
You're such a weirdo.
I am a proper weirdo, yeah. You know, I am a proper freak, you know? And I told him.
So he's never going to get his teeth done.
No, he's not, ever. Which I'm so happy about.
Well, Calzik's got this whole idea now that he wants to get veneers. Suddenly.
No, he's going to look like the fucking
Essex guy. I know, and he sounds like an Essex guy as well.
He's going to be so butters, yeah?
And he's non-stop letting go of the idea.
Let him do it. It's the best thing if your boyfriend's butters. Trust me, let him make it so butters. He's going to make it so butters.
What do you mean? Girls love that whole look with teeth.
Yeah, like them girls who have them teeth. Like, actually, we can't
we have them
teeth. We're different, though. We're different. We're different, exceptions to the rule anyway. Yeah, go on, carry on. Next.
All right, next one. We've got kissing my titties. Well, they were... I mean, that was one of my biggest turn-ons before I had my boobs done, and now I have no sensation.
Me too. So now he has a punch my... He has to now punch my titties.
What do you mean?
Like, no, he doesn't punch them. He doesn't punch them. But the other day,
with them.
He was like... with my boobs. Him and my boobs were together and he was squeezing them really hard.
I don't like that.
And I actually felt something. It was great for the first time.
No, Mandy, I don't like it. So you know what it is? Yeah? Me, my boobs were like always so sensitive. It was amazing. Like you could just go like, oh.
That would be it.
That would be my biggest turn on. Like now... Yeah. It's the saddest thing. Don't get surgery.
Now, it's just slap them.
Yeah, but then also I have this weird feeling about them now. Like, you know, they feel... Oh, I'm squeezing my tear. Like, they just feel weird.
What do you mean?
It's just a weird sensation. I can't explain it. It hurts, but like...
No, mine doesn't hurt.
It's uncomfortable.
No, mine doesn't feel like that.
Right.
Sometimes it's weird, though, when they're being played with, because like that's actually something inside moving.
An implant.
Yeah, freaky.
I've got here, when you're a wreck... But he stays calm and talks sweet.
Oh.
That is so nice.
I mean, it doesn't exactly turn me on.
It's nice.
It makes me fall in love more.
No, but do you know what? I like that. Like, imagine you're like going off on one, like, and they're just like...
Patient, calm.
Calm. Sweet. I think it's sexy. Yeah, I do think it's sexy.
It is, yeah. A man in control of his emotions.
We've got here cuckolding.
Okay, so that's when you watch your...
How do you know what it means? I was like, I wrote it down, but I was like, what does that mean?
Because me and Ginger B used to take the piss out of someone and be like, he's a fucking cuckold. And I didn't know what it meant until his friends were all laughing about him, like, this guy's a cuckold. And then I was like, what does it mean? They told me.
So cuckold
is a guy who wants to watch his girl get banged. I mean, what in the... Bikirat? Bikirat in my language.
In Iranian, we say bikirat means you've got no...
possessiveness, no honour.
No honour, no pride.
That is your woman. That's your property.
Or man.
Or man, yeah.
Oh my God, I'd die if I saw Calzik with another girl.
No, he'd die. He would die. And like, yeah.
I can't even have a girl stand within a certain distance.
I can't have a girl breathing the same air as Ginger, but exchanging two words. You know, if I hear even says hello to someone he knows, I get anger. I have to control it. I'm not normal.
Okay, that's alone, extreme. That's unhealthy, guys. Yeah,
I'm working on it. But let alone, like, my man banging someone. But no, cuckold is normally the man watching his girlfriend get banged. Oh. If my man was willing to watch me get banged, yeah?
Yeah. Forget about it.
Forget
about it.
Like, that, you don't love me.
Yeah, because you know what? A lot of the people sent in that their turn-on is a guy that's possessive. A lot of girls. I had so many people send in their turn on being possessiveness, jealousy.
That's my turn on. It's so toxic.
Yeah, it's toxic, but...
It's so toxic, like, man.
We're like that.
Like, I was trying to say to Jinbi today, just before I leave, I was like, are you possessive about me? Are you jealous about me that I'm going to go to Dubai? How do you feel about that?
You're actually asking that.
Yeah, he's like my mirror. Like, I just, like, I don't have any filter.
You just say anything.
No, anything. Yeah, that's how I know he loves me for who I am. I'm such a weirdo. And then he's like, of course I am, babe. He's really thinking, like, oh my God.
I don't care.
Yeah, I have to, like, try and get possessiveness.
I mean, the thing is, I like possessiveness, but I like jealousy until I get it. And then once I get it, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So with Calzik, it's like, I like it that he gets like that. But then once it happens, I get annoyed. If I put on an outfit really? I really like, and then he's like, change, I get annoyed because I'm like, I don't want to change.
I feel like... Because I don't get it that often, when I do get it, I really enjoy it.
I think it's nice to a healthy limit.
Yeah. But maybe. When I do get my, like, actual real, he suddenly gets jealous or possessed about something, I really get excited.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
He wants me.
Okay, I've got here, watching my man beat his meat in front of me.
Oh! You know, I've always tried to get that to happen. And it's just never happened.
I don't know. What do you mean, why has it never happened? It's probably really easy to get a guy to do that in front of you.
No.
No?
No.
But I just feel like, what do you do when they're doing that? Like, when they're wanking in front of you, what do you do?
Keep going. Yay.
Yeah, you cheerlead the situation.
No, what do you actually do, genuinely?
You learn.
Do you just have to be, like, sexy in the back? Like,
you learn what to do. Because once you watch how they do it with themselves, then you know exactly what to do with that person.
Oh,
like, exactly what they like.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying, whilst they're wanking, whilst they're beating their meat, what do you do?
You do this. Okay?
And no. You don't touch yourself.
Yeah.
No, you just watch. She's not saying that. She does that.
Oh, well, there's only one thing you can do in that situation. Play with it, and you both look like weirdos. Both are just watching you.
No, Benny. Not everyone does that, though. Some people just sit and watch.
What do they do with it? What, is it popcorn? Am I having popcorn? Am I making myself a nice peppermint tea? Am I, like, scrolling through Instagram while I'm, like, checking in on him?
You doing
how's
right?
it going? Am I, like, you all right? Any closer?
Yeah.
And what am I doing? I need to be doing something.
That's what I always thought. It's weird. Like,
maybe
just
you just
sit
play
there
with the boobs. The boobs are there for something. They have to be there for something.
No, you just sit there and be like...
And what?
Yeah.
Maybe dirty talk.
Keep going.
I find dirty talk really difficult and, like, awkward. But yeah. Anyway, I've never experienced that.
Me too.
A man beating his meat in front of me.
Me too.
I think a man would get really awkward, like, to do that.
I think men never get awkward when it comes to
I've tried to ask Ginger to do it.
Really?
Yeah, he refuses.
Really? I haven't tried. Anyway, we've got here sexting.
What, am I fucking 12?
I know. How weird. I don't know. Is it just us or is it everybody? As you get older, sexting is so dead.
It doesn't exist. It's not that it's dead.
What
it
do you mean?
Even exist.
It did exist when we were younger.
It doesn't exist in our age group anymore.
But is it just us?
Even nudes don't exist.
We're so
because
old.
Because we just go in front of the person and just get naked and say, this is it. I had about 3 boob jobs. This one went wrong.
No. Because I think it's just us, Mandy. I think people still sext at any age.
Really?
Yeah. And like... I think it's just maybe us. Or is it just our age? I don't know. I don't know if it's
okay,
just
so what? You're talking about with your partner or single?
Single.
Definitely it happened with a partner. Or did you mean at work? I mean, messaging him like, oh, I'd love to, you know, play with your willy. And then he's like, I'm doing my accounts. I'm paying my staff. Like, can you leave me alone?
I mean, I definitely can't imagine it as well with Kazik. We're way past that.
Yeah, way
but
past
I'm
that.
But I'm just thinking, even if I was single right now, would it happen? Like, I remember back in the day when we were younger, it was the thing. Like, you take sexy pictures of yourself. People said send dick pics. Like, I feel like that's over.
But why would you sext when you can just sext? Right?
Yeah.
Why would I send you a nude picture when we could just get naked?
Exactly. I think it's around the times when, you know, we lived at home.
Yeah, and you should really worry about how many people you sleep with and should you sleep with them.
Yeah.
Body count was a thing.
Yeah. And it's then, when you're younger, they live at home, you live at
it's
home.
It's forbidden.
Yeah, you're very, like, careful.
Yeah. You're like, the build up to it is so much more exciting because you're not allowed. You shouldn't.
Yeah.
Now it's like, when you're older, you can do whatever you want.
I just
no one cares. No
I
one
I wouldn't. I don't think I'd even know how to sext.
No,
I wouldn't even know. I wouldn't know what to say.
No. I honestly would not as
like,
well.
Like, you're just sexting. I'd probably just, I don't know.
Yeah. I'm getting awkward even talking about it.
Okay, I've got here balls.
What about balls?
It's a turn on.
Really?
For someone it is.
I mean...
It's definitely not... I feel like balls are just...
They're just there, aren't they?
They're just there
to reproduce.
They're such a strange thing.
They're like, just hanging.
Do you know what I always think? Like, being a man, having that hanging off you.
Off you. Like, it's weight such a strange, between your legs, you know?
It's so strange.
I think that's where their brains are.
But it's so, like... It's almost like... It's such a, like, weird sensation.
Squidgy thing.
Yeah. But it's like a stress ball.
Which you can't squeeze.
Like, but you know when you, like... Boom,
yeah, and you play with them. Bloop, bloop, bloop.
Rom, rom. It's so fun.
Testicles are very interesting, aren't they?
It's fun, but it's like fun to play with.
Apparently men like when you massage the testicles, you know.
Really? I think it feels weird.
I think they like it. Some men like when, you know, like, build pressure.
The pressure?
They build pressure on there.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway, right. this really should be on Patreon, you know what I mean? But we shouldn't be talking like this.
I know.
Yeah, you know what I mean? We shouldn't be talking like this.
If you guys are interested on a second part two on this, because I've got so many turn-ons, we can do this part two on Patreon.
Yeah.
I've got here...
Don't be stingy, just subscribe.
If it's a... I don't know if it's a turn-on or a kink, but I love balaclavas or masks.
Oh my fucking... You know what? I was going to order Valentine's Day, Anna.
What?
You know what? I mean, I'm really opening up, you know, about this.
What?
No, about everything in my life.
What?
I was looking for sex mask.
What's a sex mask?
So, like, it's like...
What is a sexy
really
part?
Like bondage-y. You know, if I ever get into like some kind of role play or whatever, I always want it to be like bondage-y, which I never do, guys. I really have no life. I'm basically a married wife with like a very normal life. I literally do not live any kind of kinky life, yeah? Me and my partner, we make love. We've been together 3 years. But I'm really into trying it out, like bondage-y type of thing.
Would
like
you be the one? Would you be the one that's like the...
I do like the idea of trying out a kind of like me being objectified. Mm. I like that. Like, I have watched things before where, like, a woman's, like, really objectified. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I want to, like, is it bad? Is it really bad?
It's just fun.
It's just a bit of fun. And I read so much about, like, certain, like, basically, a lot of people just indulge in, like, little mini fantasies sometimes with their partner. When you're really close with your partner, it's just an awkward thing to do.
Yeah.
Because you're so close, you're like best friends. How do you go back from that?
I get what
like,
you mean.
Like, me and Gingerbeard, on Valentine's Day, you have to watch the episode, sorry, but you have to watch the episode on Patreon to know. And then the next day, we were in our PJs having tea, watching Mean Girls. And it was a world apart from the night before. Do you know? Like...
Yeah, I know what you mean.
The juxtaposition.
Yeah, I know.
But anyway, I do want... So I was searching for like a lace mask.
With the mask. Oh, the
it's
mask.
It's almost like I'm not Mandy. I could be anyone. But I kind of find that sexy. I don't know if he would.
Yeah.
But the fact that I'm kind of like... I feel like I'm not Mandy anymore. I'm not your wifey girlfriend. I'm just a whore.
But I think what they meant is like a man like mask, like you know, like you're about to do a robbery, which is quite sexy as well.
That is quite sexy as well. He comes in and he's robbing my pussy.
Yeah, like robbing you of your decency.
Yeah. That's hot. Yeah.
Yeah, that's quite hot.
But anyway, the masks are quite cool. You should search them. There's like bondage ones, like lace masks.
I feel like I need to really spice things up now.
I'm giving advice. What I'm literally not spicing anything up. I want to. Like this is my mind getting me carried away.
Okay, I've got here, which is so weird because so many girls say this: a big nose.
Yeah, a lot of women like
big
noses.
So many girls are like, I like a big nose.
I don't like a small nose. I don't like a feminine nose. I don't like a petite nose. Mm. But I ain't here for like some big ass house on your face either.
Like a medium.
I ain't
size.
Here when I'm looking at you, but really all I can see is the nose.
Yeah, I like Cowslick's nose. It's like a little bit, nice, a little bit very bent, nice. Very manly.
His nose is exactly what I'm talking about.
Like, it's not perfect. It's a bit bent though.
It's manly. It's not big and it's not feminine and small. It's like a man's nose.
What's Gingerbread's nose? I can't remember.
I'm obsessed with his nose.
I can't
like,
remember.
It's my, like, oh my God.
His teeth or his nose?
Okay, well, teeth was my kink, but the nose, I kind of hate him because he's got such a nice, like, slope.
But it's not feminine.
No, it's big.
Yeah.
It's like big.
Oh, yeah, no, I know. Big. Now I suddenly remember his nose. I was like, I went blank. I remember his nose. He has got a nice,
he's got a nice masculine nose. Yeah. But it's got a nice slope as well.
Yeah. I've got here findom and being humiliated by a woman. What's findom?
Findom. Like I don't know what that is, but some men, they be liking it where you go, look at your tiny findom. Little bitch. Oh, you're so terrible.
Financial domination.
You can't ever please me, can you? No, with your tiny, small dick.
Yeah.
And then they orgasm after
and
that.
Financial domination.
Men are strange.
But findom means financial domination.
Oh, is it? So I don't mind that
in
my
life.
You
get
in
your DMs, I get it all the time. Like, I want to pay you. Let me just give you money.
Hey, pigs. Apparently, they're a thing that they want you to rinse them. So they're asking, is it wrong for me to have a pay pig if I don't see him or sleep with him?
They just give it for no reason.
Me and Ginger, we could spend that money together.
Yeah, maybe we could get on it with our boyfriend.
Yeah.
Have a pay pig.
No, because if he's cool with that, I will end up breaking up with him because why do you not love me? Why would you let me speak to another man?
But it's mad that there are men out there that just want to give you money for nothing.
Honestly, men. Very strange.
Findom.
Yeah.
They just literally want you to rinse them.
Yeah, I know. It's mad.
And they just want you to humiliate
all these
them.
People that are like in my DMs. Like,
you piece of shit, give me money. Okay.
I know. Like, that's the best job for a woman, right?
I know.
Like, you just abuse men and get paid for it.
If things don't work out with Kowzik, I'm going to find myself a paper.
Yeah, Findom is going to be my kingdom.
Okay, we've got here, my favorite turn on is a cheating fetish. I love making them feel like they're on the side.
What? Making them feel like they're on the side?
Like I'm cheating on them. Like you shithead, like you're just my side piece.
Ooh, I mean, for role play, that might be sexy.
If I did that role play with
he'd actually get angry.
Yeah.
But Gingerbit does it the other way around with me. He says like, no matter, if I didn't know you, like I'd follow you anywhere. If you had a boyfriend, I'd... I'd like hunt you down. Like, that's kind of like,
oh,
that's kind of sexy.
I try and ask these things with Kausik all the time. Like,
no, I'm like in the moment though.
Okay. What's the, oh, in, oh,
yeah, in the, yeah. Oh. He's really good at that stuff.
Oh. I mean, when I try and ever, like, we're not during the moment, but like if we're having a conversation, I'm like, oh, but if I had this, like if there was a situation I had another person or you had another, I can't even say these things. He gets mad. He gets so angry. I'm like,
yeah, but that's why, like, he can't say these things to me, like, when he's not inside me. It's just a different planet when you're, when we're, it's like a different world. We both know that a lot of the things we say in there, like,
you're making me feel like I've got a very bland sex life, very normal sex life. Literally, I need to go and get some masks and start
some whips and shit
and start talking.
Yeah, talk. A role play. If you're in a really safe relationship, actually, I might actually just say this. I think if you're in a very safe relationship in the sense of like you both truly know who you are.
Yeah,
he really knows like who I am, and I really know who he is. Well, I hope. Yeah. So a lot of fun can be had in the bedroom and knowing that it doesn't actually mean anything outside.
Yeah, I know what you mean. No judgment.
There's no judgment. There's no like shame.
That's one of the beauties of having like a real relationship long term as well. Like the comfort.
You don't take it out of that moment and take it out of that bedroom and think that applies to your real life. It doesn't. It's just fun.
Yeah. I've got here, biggest turn on is when he does manly things like fix a tire.
Ooh.
I like that.
I mean, you know what? Me and you are not with that guy yet. Our guy could not fix anything.
Nothing. I mean, I had like a desk come in or some shelves from IKEA recently and I got annoyed. I was like, just do it.
Yeah.
Like, why can't you just do it?
Anything. Like it's, right now, my cupboard in my bedroom is like, every time I open it, he can't fix even anything, like even a cupboard screw that's making a squeaky sound.
Yeah, I think actually recently something like that happened. He was like, well, why would I when I could just pay someone to do it?
Yeah, a handyman is sexy though, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, they're men that like, you know, like their hands, you can tell that they just fix things.
They can do things,
it's to fix a hand.
But that's what happens when you give a little spoiled rich kid.
Mm.
Like, they've just been spoiled.
Yeah, they just
they've never done anything.
They just pay people to do things all the time. I know what you mean. Okay, I've got breathing in the ear.
Ugh.
I don't know.
I don't know about the heat going in my ear and then creating condensation. Humidity and this is wet.
I just feel all comfortable. Well, someone actually did say, I can't find it on the list. I've got such a long list. Someone said, I just remember thinking, what the hell? Someone said licking in my inner ear.
I don't know.
Inner ear is a bit strange. Like, you're going to end up getting trapped water and saliva in your ear and you're going to end up in my pharmacy.
Yeah.
Asking me for advice.
Oh, no, I don't know about that.
Yeah, licking and breathing in the ear. The ear.
Yeah, around the ear, like around the neck and stuff. Yeah. That's hot.
Here is a sensitive spot.
Yeah.
So here is a very sensitive spot, isn't it?
I want to know more about like men though.
Well, I got mostly women.
I know.
I got little lesbians.
All right, go on then.
But I mean, I don't know. I didn't write down this person straight and they sent this. I just sent it. And men, they're pretty straightforward. A lot of the men that sent it in, big ass, big tits.
No, and I Googled like what turns men on? Because I thought it would be interesting for our viewers because a lot of our viewers are girls or gay guys. And it was really interesting. Like sometimes they like acting really innocent in bed or like sometimes they want like a very dominant, taking control.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like a mix-up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's obvious, no?
Yeah, I guess it is. Like red lipstick, men find sexy.
Kausik does not.
Yeah, I don't find it. I hate red
lipstick.
Whenever
I put red lipstick, he's like, what are you doing? Take it off.
Yeah, there were so many other ones and I should go on Google right now.
Maybe we can save it for another episode.
Yeah, we'll save it for another episode.
But I mean, when I had men sending it in, it was very much like big ass, big tits. Like, so.
But there's so many other things that.
But like things like kissing on the neck and stuff.
Yeah.
This could have been a man or a woman.
True.
I've got here a chain hanging in my face.
A chain? Oh, when it's. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
It is sexy.
Ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, that's a thing, right?
That's a fucking thing. I open my mouth.
Chain. I've got a gold tooth.
I mean, I've been there, done that.
What do you think about that?
I mean, if you got a gold tooth, you have to have like been about that life. You better be a gang member.
Yeah, you better have some gun shopping.
You can't be like, oh, I sold a couple of bags of weed. No, I need some serious, you know, prosecutions down there.
Yeah. I mean, I've got so many turn-ons, but I think I'll leave it at that because we're over our time for the episode.
Do we have good ones for the next episode? Do we have really good ones?
Yeah, there's some funny ones.
All right, okay, good.
Well, we can save it for a future episode anyway.
We will.
But this was funny.
This
is
really fun, yeah.
I still can't get over the ostrich neck.
Oh, God, man.
I can't have no ostrich giraffe neck.
Little neck man, you need to start. You need to start eating good.
Anyway, guys, we love you. Hope you enjoyed our episode. We'll be back next week. Make sure you like, subscribe, and you comment on our YouTube. We love you.
We love you. Bye.
Sisters in the City is part of the Acast Creator Network.